So last week we talked about building a learning center, and we talked about giving your learning center a USP. This week we are moving to the principle of building a community around your ideas, which is step 10. And we're talking about doing either a paid or free community or being someplace in between. And really, we're going to be talking about being in between that paid or free community, regardless of where you are. Now, for the sake of argument, I'm going to assume that either you have some kind of Facebook group, maybe you have a YouTube channel where people interact, or maybe you have a paid community. But basically, you have a place where people are gathering around your products, or you are thinking about building a community. So if you haven't built one yet, I think that's great, because of what we're going to be talking about. I hope that you take to heart what I'm going to be saying tonight before you build. If you've already built your community, you can still use the training tonight that we're going to be talking about, because it's really evergreen in that sense. It's a mindset, and it's going to be the kind of things you can implement almost right away. And so the question is always going to be, what do you want your community to do for the customer? So if you have a community, and whether people are paying to get in or they are allowed in free, what do you want that community to do for them? You have to really be thinking about that, because it can't just be, I want to keep people occupied. And that's a good thing to do, right? You want people to be occupied about your principles. You want them to be occupied about your brand, but you ultimately want to go all the way through to think about what you want. What are your goals for that community to do for the customer? And you do need to have some goals. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you go to the customer and say, here are my goals for you. I'm not talking about that. What I'm saying is that for you personally, as a business owner, you need to have a goal that you want the community that you're building to do for your customer. Because obviously, you're building it around your core ideas. So that in and of itself is going to give the community some structure. It's going to give it some guardrails. But you want to have a goal as to what you want it to do. And again, this is between you and pretty much yourself. I'm going to say that when it comes to your goals, this is not necessarily something that you need to share with the people that are going to be part of your community, unless that just makes sense. But in most cases, it's not going to make sense to do. I do want to say this. It is important where you host your community. In times past, I've said, well, you can have a Facebook group or you can have a... I think it does matter. It matters where you're going to build it. And I think that for what we're talking about here today, you want to start thinking about building someplace outside of social media and something outside of what someone else owns. Because if it's someone else's brand and you are building a community within that brand, that could become problematic if you ever have to cross that individual. So even within big communities, if you have a, let's say you have a place carved out, you still want to have some place where you can move people that you own and that you control. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have people pay to get in. I'm just saying you need to have a place where you own and you control. And what you want to happen is you've got to figure out when people start moving over, what do you want, what really is driving them? I'm not saying what's driving them to join your community. I'm saying what's driving them. So you provide some kind of product or service. And so you want to know, what are they trying to do? What are they trying to accomplish? And that has to really be central around everything that we're going to be talking about tonight. Because once you know that, once you have a real good read on what your people are trying to accomplish, you really want to try to merge your core principles, monetization, and what your community is trying to accomplish. And you need to start. This is really important. And if you've not built yet, or if you've already started building, you may have to rebuild. I know people personally that when they build a community, and how many of you all have seen this? You have seen people start by building a community, and they look to get people in, and they get people, and they start talking, and they start interacting, and before you know it, it becomes overwhelming for the person running the community. They have to go get mods, and then what eventually happens is the community dies. And do you know why it doesn't die? Because it was never built on a foundation for monetization. And you do have to build a foundation for monetization. And I know that sounds crass for some of you, and you want to build a community and you really want to help people. If you don't monetize your community, you will not be motivated to keep it going, nor will you even have the resources to keep it going, because at some point, you're going to have to leave your community to go and monetize. And you don't want to do that, and you don't want to build your community on this foundation, which is a false foundation. If you're building a community around your being there and fostering interaction, and you're not doing that with any kind of monetization, you're eventually going to have to abandon your community for monetization. It happens over and over again. It is the classic mistake. And so I'm suggesting to you not to do that. Don't even start out that way, because you're basically lying to people. You're telling them, I'm going to be here. I'm going to build this for you. We're going to have a great community. And then eventually it really does grow, and it really does become it really does take on a life of its own. And before you know it, you're there all day and you don't have time to be there because you've got to go make money. So please, if you're going to start a community, you build it on the foundation for monetization. I'm not saying you have people pay to get in. We're going to get into that, how you're going to do that. Now, I want to talk specifically about groups and communities that are for entrepreneurs. So these are for people that have a business focus. Now, if your customers are about making money, right? So they're about increasing their profits. You have to address different aspects of what they're doing. So in those cases, it's not going to be as simple as we're going to focus on, you know, just making money or just one way of making money. Sometimes you have to focus on different aspects. And whether you have people pay for entry, one of the things you can do that is very easy to do is to just have a live networking event. I'm not saying that you should do, but if you have people that are out trying to get clients, if their business is based on getting clients, so they don't sell products and services, they sell basically themselves, and they give consultations, and they're looking for people in order to consult with or to coach, then the best thing you can do for that group is to set up a live networking event. I'm not talking about 30 live networking events a month. I'm talking about one a month, because in some cases, that's all your group will need in order for you to be meeting their chief need. Now, again, I'm still not talking about monetization. I'm talking about engagement, but you can build a group just around that. Let's say that your group is product creators, and they are making money by selling products and services. Then what you've got to do is you've got to get them into networks where they can get better ideas, right? Or they can find other affiliates that will promote them. That's what you've got to build. You've got to build that kind of interaction. These are very basic. Obviously, you can combine the two, but in some ways, this is what you have to do if you don't want to monetize a group and have people pay to get in. Now, what are you looking to do in these groups? You're looking to facilitate conversations and interactions. So if you're trying to get people better ideas in order to help them, you know, help them build their business, or you're trying to get them customers, you got to understand that goal when you go in, and you got to structure something around it. Now, these groups should still be focused around the structure of your core principles. And so you want to force the issue of your core principles. So again, yes, build the mastermind, build the non-network events, but you got to force the interaction with your principles. Otherwise, you're just another networking group. And that's not the idea of this. We are building this community around our core ideas. We're not just building this just to have one. You've seen that before too, where someone will build a community just to have one. It's on its way to death. Eventually, it'll die. It'll die because there'll be another one that's going to be bigger, better, faster, funnier, more entertaining, and people will flock to that other group. I promise you that. And so you don't just want to have a generic group that's just, quote, for the benefit of other people. You have got to do it around some core principles that people cannot get elsewhere in other groups. Here's what I mean by forced interaction on your principles. You are going to... You are always going to get suggestions from people on how to run your community. You just will. And when you're building around your principles, you need to ignore a lot of those suggestions, because you're building for the benefit of your people. and you're building him around your principles. And for that reason, you can't always take suggestions, because this is not just a group just for people to have a good time. This is for people to get the best benefit from your core principles, what you define. Now, the point of any community is going to be this. You've got to get people to consume your principles. Now, I want you to stop and think about that. We have been talking about throughout this series, defining what your core principles are, how you do business. Your goal with the community is to get people to consume your principles. Now, it takes a long time to build to that point. You got to build it a little bit at a time, but you build with the goal of getting people to consume your principles. That's the first point of the community. The second one is to get people to their goal. So you've got to somehow merge these two things. You've got to merge getting people to consume your principles, and you've got to merge it with people getting to their goals. Now, different people are going to do that different ways, and you're going to do that differently from other people. But these are the two things you've got to try to do with your group. Because again, if all you're doing is just a general, you know, for the welfare group, or you're just going to see people benefit, these things happen. Facebook groups die, and they die because they typically are never built on necessarily one particular principle. And so, and again, I'm only talking to you right now. If you're not monetizing, and you're not charging people to get into your group. Now, you don't have to charge people to get in your group. I'm going to get to how you're going to monetize here in a minute. But if you're not charging people, what you got to focus on is getting them to consume your core principles and getting them to their goals. And you got to have those two things present in everything. So make sure it's always present among the people in your community. And please don't do this. Don't go look at somebody else's group. And you might say, well, everybody says what you have to do is you've got to have a day where everybody can promote their business. That might work in one group. It may not work in yours. So don't swipe and copy somebody else's thing. And don't just lift it up and put it in yours thinking, well, it seems to get a lot of engagement in that person's group. That's not always the case. Anything you build, try things. Try different things. Some things are going to stick. Some things are not. You want your group to be unique. So that there are things in that group that if, you know, every Thursday, you know, you do some kind of, I don't know, post your music video. Doesn't matter what it is. People will come to your group just for that. So you got to have something that's just your group. That whatever you're doing on that day, you want to get people involved with what it is you do. Now, obviously, you know, posting your music video doesn't get people involved in your core principles. That's just an example. My point is, get people to do something that's unique to your group. Here's what I want to just kind of talk about and focus on for the rest of the session. One of the ways that you can monetize, if you've not monetized to get people to buy in, and that's not an easy thing to do anyway. So if you have an online community, it's not necessarily going to be easy for you to get people to pay for a community. One of the things you can do if you've built a free community is to do a masterclass. And there's certain ways to do it. I'm going to give you the principles, but you need to take this principle and you need to apply it the way your group is built. But if you haven't monetized a group yet, you haven't built a group yet, I want you to be thinking about this as well as just the very fact of what I mentioned earlier, build on the foundation of monetization, because if you do not, you will run out of gas and your community will die. Now, if you're not going to charge people to get into your group, you got to have monetization on your mind. So please do that. And maybe I had it on my mind when I said this, but I've just seen it really too much with people with good intentions that they eventually end up having to shut down the group, or they just abandon it because they eventually have to go and do something that makes money. So start from the beginning. Begin with the end in mind. And so you have to be thinking about more than just engaging people. You can get people engaged. I mean, there are some good courses out there on how to get people to engage. They're really good things that you can get people to do. And people will do those things. But if your group doesn't earn you money, you will eventually resent the group. That might seem like a strong word. It's true. You will resent that group over and above anything else that really does bring profit to you and help you sustain the group. Now, there are lots of ways for you to keep people engaged and to monetize at the same time. I'm going to suggest that you start considering and thinking about doing special expert talks. These might be people that are part of your community. They might be people who are outside of your community. It does not matter. What you've got to do is keep on your mind what? You've got to keep on your mind, what are people trying to accomplish in your group? What are they trying to do? What are their goals? And what are your core principles? Keeping those things in mind, you go and get experts who can help you to explain how to help people to get to the goals you know that they are trying to get to. These should be outside of your normal interviews. So if you're doing interviews and expert content, keep doing those, right? If you're giving those some of those interviews away, I think that's perfect. You should be doing that, right? There should be some good interview content that you're doing for your group. Whether you're getting people that do it on YouTube or you're doing it on Facebook, you should be doing that. That's a way to serve your community. That's a great way of doing that. However, you should also be doing something that's at a premium that people have to pay for. So all I'm saying is if you're doing, let's say, 5 or 6 interviews every month, or you're doing, you know, 2 or 3 every month, I'm saying take one of them, and make it a surcharge. That's all I'm saying. Take one of those and make it a surcharge. And I can almost anticipate that people are feeling, you might feel uncomfortable doing that, especially with a group you already have. Now, let me go further. Regardless of, now, if you don't really want to charge for it, I understand that, but at minimum, you need to be an affiliate for the person that's doing the talk for you. So you're bringing somebody in, make sure you're, at minimum, you're their affiliate. And this is going to sound a little mercenary, but I'm just giving you the reality here. Don't go getting lots of people that don't have a product you can't be their affiliate for. Again, you don't have time to run a group and not monetize. So please get it out of your brain. You're just going to give away all your time and you're going to be this real generous sort of, because you can't be generous for the long term if you're not making money. So if you are looking for people and you have a list of 3 people, and one of those people has a product where you can be their affiliate and you're actually going to get paid, you want to have that person speak over and above the people that don't have a product or that don't have a product where you can be their affiliate. So prioritize the people that you bring in that are experts. You want to make sure that what they're selling and talking about is an exemplification of your core principles. So again, don't just get anybody. So don't just get anybody that has an affiliate product. I'm saying, we've already talked about the fact you've got these core principles. You're building a community around it. So who are you going to bring in to talk? You got to bring in people that are going to make you write about the things you're teaching. So in other words, who's already doing the thing that you're talking about in your core principles? You bring them in to talk and you try to, and again, now this is not easy to do, but you got to try to do it. And when you possible, you want to get people who have evergreen products. Now, I've given you probably 3 or 4 qualifications that will probably eliminate 3/4 of the people you'd ever get to bring into your group to speak. But these are going to be the people that will actually help you to sustain your community if you follow these principles. And when you start finding these people, you do it over and over and over again. So you got this group. You don't charge people to get in, but you are bringing them premium content. It's built around your core principles. They have an affiliate product. So not only are you selling the product, but you are also giving that person the opportunity to sell theirs, right? So you give them an incentive to want to come and be on your call. And what you're doing is you're giving value to people that are part of your free group. At the same time, though, you're monetizing. Now, this is logistical. But you need to think about your payment affiliate system. And so if you can do this, this is really cool. Think about trying to find a platform where your customers can very easily become an affiliate. Now, that again, that's not easy to do. And I'm not saying if you can't have that, not to do it. I'm saying that if you can do it, it's good. So please do not derail this process, because you got to find a payment system that does what I'm saying to do right now. Now, if your payment system does it, wonderful. If not, try to find a way to add it on, but don't go change your payment system to accommodate that. What I'm saying is try to find the documentation in your payment system so that it's very easy for you to flip a switch so that your customers can refer customers to you and they can become your affiliate. Because all that's going to do is it's going to help you to monetize your community. Now, again, think about this now. You're not monetizing and you're not charging them to be part of your community. So that part's, you're giving them some free interaction. You're giving them, free access, but you are basically saying, I'm going to do this paid masterclass. There's going to be a person on there giving you their time. They're going to have something to sell, and you want to encourage people to buy what they have. Now, and to be part of that product, the product you're selling, you want to give your customers the opportunity to sell that product. So again, all of this is in an effort to monetize what it is your community is and what you are doing. Try to use the interface of whatever your community space is. That means you're going to have platforms outside of social media where it's going to happen. But you want people to make payment and sign up for the lesson. You want people to get notice on how they can attend live. You want people to add a reminder to their calendar. You want people to ask questions before the session, and you want to make it so that the guest is going to be willing to work with you and answer questions afterward. Now, if you can get that in the platform, get it. Right? So now, don't change your platform if it doesn't do it. I'm saying if you haven't picked a platform, you look at this list and try to figure out if this is something you can do for, again, for your live customer, for your live talks, for your guest lectures. And you want to keep this process super simple. But you want it to be so simple, because when you meet somebody and you say to them, hey, you know what, can you come in and talk to my group? Can you come in and talk to my community? You want to be able to that day set up a product and make it available for people to buy, for your customers to promote, and for you to be monetizing as an affiliate. You want it to be that simple. You can set it up in a day. So don't have to have some really drawn out process. You should be able to offer it that day. Now, again, take some setting up, take some thinking about. But you want this to be easy, because sometimes you're going to launch these. And other times, these are not going to be regular launches. This is going to be, hey, you can get, let's say, some person that's the expert on, let's say, Google AdWords. And they say, you know what, I can only do an audio call on Wednesday at 7 p.m. You say, awesome. We're going to set it up so that you can do an audio call, and you want to be able to drop everything, set up the audio call, put a message in your group and tell people, hey, this one's going to be $27 for anybody that wants to attend. You give people a link so they can go to the link, buy it, and then get access to your masterclass. Right? You want it to be that simple. You could do it that same day. You don't want to have some long drawn out process. So you want to have something where, you know, you're trying to, I got to get a sales page and I got to go and get, because you won't do it. So if you got to do all that stuff, you're not going to do it. It's got to be really simple. You got to be able to get the expert, put him on a call, put up a buy button and get him on the call and put it out for sale in your group. Right now, give your customers a place where they can go listen to it or watch it. So give them audio and video, really simple stuff. And I say this in general, what you want to do is you want to make it so that in general, try not to do a lot of on-screen stuff. If you want to do on-screen stuff, try to maybe add that portion in, or maybe you want to have a bonus, but you want the basic product to be so that people can experience it by listening to it and doing something else at the same time. You want them to be able to get into their car and to listen to it, or to be at the gym. Do people still go to the gym? So people can go to the gym and listen to it. You want people to consume it. And so give your customers a transcript, right? Give them a summary also, right? Some people don't like to read through transcripts. I don't. I like to read summaries. So give people a summary. What you can also do is you can go to Fiverr And you can take the transcript and the summary and just ask somebody to rewrite it and turn it into a series or a chapter into your Kindle book. So again, yeah, you've already given out the audio, but again, repurpose the content. It's your content, right? So don't let it die just because you sold it in a masterclass. When you take that same audio content, have it repurposed and put it into a book. Put that book for sale on Kindle. Right? If you don't want to publish full books, you can use the Kindle Vella program. Now, here's a question. What if the masterclass doesn't sell all that well? If the masterclass doesn't sell when you first present it, you still have premium content. Promote it, right? So make sure you got it on social, put something on YouTube, put something on Anchor FM for your podcast. Make sure you promote the thing. And now if you did live audio, cut it up and give people a piece of the transcript. You know, maybe that's a way to get people to buy, get them enticed to see what's actually in it. Give people the summary, right? So you know, maybe don't give them the whole transcript, just give them the summary, and maybe that'll entice people to want to hear the whole call. Or just, you know, cut it up and give people the next excerpt. Right? Put that on YouTube and put it on your social, put it everywhere, and then put a link to it and say, if you want the rest of this, go to this URL. Now, if you have regular people that are part of your community, give them a deal on the price. And once that deadline passes, you don't get rid of it. So don't take the offer down. Just what you want to do is you want to do more of the same, and you want to just sell some bundles, right? Just you know, do more of them. Try to group them. You know, maybe some, you know, maybe sometime you do, you know, the women of keto or the you know, whatever, you know, right? Put them all in one bundle, and then sell them as a group, right? So don't give up on it because it didn't sell. Keep it in mind, and just start thinking of some groupings. Maybe it didn't sell as a single unit, but get a grouping. You know, and then, right, on holidays, right, you get your bundle, and you do a holiday bundle. Do a Christmas holiday bundle. If you celebrate Christmas or a winter holiday, if you do Thanksgiving, if you're in the United States, or Boxing Day or whatever day, right, you 4th of July, do it. You know, put a bundle together. Any holiday, every single holiday is an opportunity to put together a bundle. So, but if you don't have anything to put together in a bundle, most people let holidays pass and they become consumers. Do not be a consumer on a holiday. If you are listening to this or watching this, I really want to encourage you that if you don't do anything else, that you do 3 masterclasses for your community. And every single holiday that's there, repackage it and make it your holiday bundle. It's a major event in the news. You know, whatever that major event is, doesn't matter what it is. Now, you don't want to do something that's controversial or negative. You know, people get offended by that kind of stuff. But sometimes maybe you might even want to do something where people are, you know, dealing with something controversial. But, you know, if there's a major event and, you know, it has a positive spin on it, bundle up your stuff and put together a bundle for that major event. But these bundles sell well for those kinds of events. Any major trend, right? Any major trend that you see happening. Right now people are talking about NFTs and the metaverse. Your product doesn't even have to be about the metaverse, right? All you've got to do is just capitalize on the trend. But you've got to have a bundle in order to do that. And the way you get the bundle is you do these masterclasses and you put them together. Lastly, be creative, right? So, you know, you can take my idea that I'm giving you and just do it just as I said, but just be creative. This should be fun. This is the fun part of our business as information marketers. When you start creating, I promise you, if you will just start creating these masterclasses and start getting them in front of your group, and even if they don't sell, it'll start to get fun when you start to put together bundles and you start figuring out how to sell them for the holidays or for the major events. That's when it starts to become fun. And you want to start doing that on a regular basis. Incorporate the masterclasses into your learning center. Anybody that's paying you monthly, so hopefully you're already on the road and you're already building your learning center, you're already people paying you monthly. Now, I'm not talking about your community right now. I'm talking about your learning center. Give that to your monthly members. So if you have a monthly membership and, you know, people give it to them, right? Set it up for them and you make this part of their benefit. And what I will say to you is this, right? Here's something you can do. Start thinking about working backwards from your membership. In other words, what you want to do is you want to get experts that are really helping your members, and you sell to the people who are not your members. So in other words, you do it for the benefit of the people who are paying you monthly, right? And you give it to them, and you sell it to everybody else. Everybody else should have to buy it, right? Because it becomes a member benefit. And this is not going to be easy to do, I promise you. But it's worth it. It's worth it. Because you're really going above and beyond for the people that are paying you monthly. You're looking out for what they're trying to accomplish. You're bringing in experts to help them. And you're giving them the opportunity to experience them. And then you're selling to everybody else. In conclusion, right? So let's talk about the community and your learning center. You're always going to see lots of the examples of building an online community. Regardless of where and how you build it, it can be part of your learning center, or sometimes it can be part of your customer prospect base. In other words, you can make your community an extension of your learning center, but you don't have to, right? But regardless of what you do, start doing expert masterclasses and give your membership this unexpected benefit, right? Provide a product for your free members to buy. Create value for, you know, the people that you are serving to consume, right? And start thinking about, again, now this is just me editorializing, but really, you know, trying to push you to start thinking about a place that's not on social media, place for your customers to interact. And again, it's a slow burn. It's going to take a long time to establish. But if you don't try, it's never going to happen. It could fail. But if you just give in, you just give in and build a Facebook group, there's only so much branding you can do with it. And start thinking about another place for people to consume your content. I love YouTube. I don't trust them. I'll just say that. And so you need to have some place that's not YouTube where they can either deplatform you or they can decide, we don't want you to monetize this video. Don't even start getting dependent on that, right? Unless that's your brand. Now, if your brand or your monetization mode is that you are a content creator and you're getting paid basically like a television station or anybody else, and you want to build that kind of business, then that's a different thing. Basically, we're talking about being an information marketer here, and you want to have some place where people can consume your content, where they can enjoy what it is you're teaching, and that you can train them on the principles that benefit them according to what it is you're doing. Okay, any questions? Any questions?